Yo, what up? It's the King of Clubs. Who it is? Trap Beckham. And you got to know I'm locked in with Talk with Chocolate. Let's go.
Hey, y'all, what's poppin'? You are now tuned in to Talk with Chocolate on Crown Radio. I am your host with the most, the fashion icon herself, Dior the Chocolate Doll. And this is Queens Talk TV. Y'all know the vibes each and every Friday and Sunday. Now, y'all know I love to talk my shit, and I pop my shit. And I'm always about my shit when it comes to fashion and music. So y'all know I got the tea on all the latest trending topics. So, get your drink going, get your vibe rocking, because it's time to talk with Chocolate, y'all. Okay, y'all, so, according to reports, y'all, the California Court of Appeals has finally set a hearing for Tory Lanez's appeal of his conviction to 10-year sentencing in the Meg Thee Stallion shooting case. Now, it has reportedly been set for August 18th at 9 a.m. in Los Angeles. So, y'all, this is definitely been the longest case I've ever seen in my life. I ain't gonna lie. It's been going on forever. But we all know the truth. We know he innocent, and it ain't right. Y'all, it's not right. Y'all setting this man up, and it's crazy. And Megan, she knows she wrong. So, this whole case, I'll be glad when it's done and he get to come home, hopefully. But free tour, y'all. So, y'all remember, right? Yellow Beezy had recently been accused of murder for hire of the late rapper Mo3, right? Well, baby, listen to this. So, now, Trap Boy Freddie has also been involved now. They didn't subpoena him to testify in Mo3's murder trial in November. Baby, this is some crazy work. And it's super crazy because that man didn't lost his life. They over some jealousy type stuff. Like they said, what's better in the dark, it always comes to light. God sees and hears all things. So I knew he would be caught up in it. I knew his name was going to get brought up eventually because he went to the internet doing a lot of talking, making music about the stuff and everything. So that's just crazy. Hopefully Mo3 gets the justice that he deserves. Because that's sad. And prayers still out to his children and his family. So, y'all, Misa Hyten reportedly suing Mary J. Blige right now for $5 million after she allegedly sold Misa's artist so he could sign to her alleged boyfriend. Well, y'all, Mary J. Blige has finally spoken out, and she is done being quiet. She's done letting the players face, and she's firing back. Now, Mary is calling the lawsuit straight up fake and messy, and she says it's an attempt to trash her name in the media. And Mary's lawyers, they also made a statement and said that Misa and Votto made it all up to cause drama online and for a forced payout. Now, they also pointed out that Misa's management, Misa's company, doesn't even legally exist in New York, and that she was never a part of Votto's actual contract. Mary is now asking the court to toss the whole thing out. And I know that's right. This is crazy, y'all. This is some crazy real life stuff. Like, the truth be told, best friends over 30 years, y'all done fell out about a man. That's crazy work, y'all. Okay, now, Lord Jesus, a fifth woman has now came forward accusing Smokey Robinson of sexual battery and has officially filed a police report. Now, look, I just said it before and I'm going to say it again. That man is old as hell. Leave Uncle alone. Leave Uncle alone. I promise y'all, they coming for all the black legends, the millionaires, the billionaires. Like, this is crazy. And Cat Williams, he already called this stuff out. He said stuff is going to be popping out. And they definitely have been all year. But it's like, they doing everything but dropping that Epstein list, though. What's really good? Like, what's really good? Every time somebody wants to make something happen, or, you know what I'm saying, they want their masters, then them allegations or a murder come out of it. And it's crazy. The industry is crazy, y'all. Joey Badass took it up to his IG Live last night to slam his label for pushing back his new album that was supposed to be dropping on Friday. He's saying that he delivered it to them a month ago, but they're holding it back. He then went on telling the fans and the up-and-coming artists to stay independent if you can. He stated that staying independent gives you the freedom to drop when you want to, execute your own vision, and most importantly, own your own craft. Now, this is crazy, y'all. Like, his music, no matter how good it is, if it doesn't fall in that line with their agenda, they gonna push something else. Now, if Joey was putting out culture diminishing content, his album would definitely be a priority to them. We all know that. They don't care about all that talent or none of that. They pushing an agenda. He doesn't fit it, so that's probably why. It's all a part of the plan. But like I said, that's how the industry works, baby. So, y'all, Chris Brown is facing a lawsuit from Miami-based brand Breezy Swim, which claims his Breezy Bowl tour is infringing on their trademark. Now, the swimwear company says that Brown's tour branding plus his Miami show and after party mirrors their actual Breezy Brawl runway event and can confuse the fans. They're seeking damages and want him to stop using the name on tours and the merch. Lord Jesus, I promise every time I turn around, they bothering him. Like, leave him alone. People want to do anything about but make them dollars they sell. Okay, they calling him out and doing all kinds of crazy stuff, but we've been calling him Breezy for decades now. So what y'all talking about? If anything, y'all stealing from him. I ain't never heard of no Breezy swimwear. Somebody please point me in that direction. Let me check them out. Let me see something, y'all. Ooh, so y'all, comedian actor Faison Love, he is all over the headlines right now because he is headed to trial after allegedly throwing a credit card reader at a hotel clerk during a heated exchange in San Diego. Now, what happened was he ended up purchasing his hotel stay on Expedia, and I guess it didn't meet the criteria that it showed online, so he got upset, started something crazy. Well, now he's headed to trial, baby. I don't know what's going on with all the celebrities. They all on that type of tide right now. They tripping. So, y'all, huge shout out going out to rapper Lil Baby. He recently hosted a back-to-school festival for over 4,000 Atlanta students, providing supplies, haircuts, and free food all through his nonprofit organization. I know that's right. I so love this, y'all. And he does this every year with no problem, with no handout. Like, salute to him for always having his city's back. I absolutely love that about him. That's fire. Okay, y'all. So, Keefe D, the man who's facing a looming murder trial over the 1996 killing of Tupac in Las Vegas. Okay, well, this man is now asking the Nevada Supreme Court to toss that out. Toss them charges out. Nah, bro. Go ahead and do that time. You've been snitching on yourself for decades, and we lost a legend. Whether you was the person that was hired, or you actually did it, any of that, you still part of it. Go ahead and sit that down. Go ahead. So, y'all, NBA Youngboy allegedly has not one, but two new babies on the way. As I already mentioned a couple shows back, his wife Jazz is pregnant with another baby, they third baby. Well, honey, his baby mama, Yaya Mayweather, just announced that her and him are expecting their baby number two. She is pregnant as well. Lord Jesus, this man, he is only, what, like 25, and he's already giving Nick Cannon a run for his money. Like I said before, this younger generation is something else. Y'all kind of crazy. Like, how are you married, supposed to be married, and you're having other women and having other babies? Like, what happened to being loyal and having a family and having a commitment with somebody? Like that's crazy. Who settles for stuff like that? I don't care how much money a man making. Like, don't play with my heart. Why you having baby? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Yeah, his wife, and I don't know what they got going on, y'all. They crazy. All right, y'all. I'm done talking my shit for today. But y'all know I will be back on Sunday. Y'all know the vibe. This is Talk With Chocolate. I am your host, The Order Chocolate Dow. And this is Crown Radio. Until next time, y'all, I'm signing out. Peace.